So the bracha a woman makes when she goes to the mikveh, Asher HaKadoshanu was Yisrael al ha-tfila. So what is the minhag? When does she make the bracha? So the Ashkenazic practice is that a woman immerses in the mikveh, she comes out, or she comes above the water, she makes the bracha, and then she is tovah again. What's that basis of this minhag, of the minhag Ashkenaz? So they give a couple of reasons why the double tefillah. Why can't you just do one tefillah? So in the Shevet HaLevi, I believe he brings down different reasons why the minhag Ashkenaz is to be told at least twice. One is because there's a whole discussion, machlokas, whether you should make the bracha before or after the tefillah. So therefore, a woman immerses, says the bracha, then immerses again to fulfill all possibilities, even though that's difficult because once you tovel, you did the mikvah. So it really isn't, you're really doing achar asti asan. But that's one reason, try to cover both opinions. Another is more very practical. It's just that making sure if you go to mikvah a second time, you're more guaranteed that the tefillah was done properly, the water reached all the parts of the body. And others point out, it's our Tosefis Kedusha, that you go to the mikvah again and you're adding holiness, you're adding Kedusha. So either because of the issue of whether the bracha you make over last yasin or after, so it's kind of like a compromise, or because tefillah twice just to ensure it's happening, or Tosefis Kedusha. The Sephardi minhag is you make the bracha and you only immerse once. So therefore, they're actually making over last yasin, and we're actually doing acha last yasin. And there are different customs about them going extra times. Like some have a custom of 3, 5, 7, 9, 10, 12, 14. And it's all for the purpose of Tosefis Kedusha. Or if two's not going to work, you know, you're pretty sure that it's okay. So therefore, if it's just for Tosefis Kedusha, so no one has to be watching after the first dumb couple. And what about making a bracha what are you doing to make the bracha? So the halacha says, by a woman, we're not concerned with libo roes erva, so therefore a woman can make the bracha. However, to cover the opinion, so therefore we say a woman should put her arm across her midsection under her heart and make the bracha, just to cover the other shita. And there's a chumra of the chida, the woman should cover her hair when she makes the bracha. If some are careful, they take a kerchief, a little towel, the mikvah lady gives them, and they make a bracha. Well, halacha, we don't paskin like the chida, and most don't. Some have a minhag and they do it. So that's the minhag Ashkenaz is the tovah twice. You make the bracha in between one and two. The straight minhag Sfard is to do it once. And then you have many other minhagim, 3, 5, 7, 9, all Tosefis Kedusha. And even if there's no concern of libo roes erva, we make the bracha, the woman puts her arm across the midsection. And those who have a further chumra, those who want to follow the chida and cover their hair, is not bracha.